While we're talking about recent TV, I don't know if you caught it, but the Crisis of Earth X had a crossover between Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow. And the basic
Netflix thing?
Well, it's a combination of the Children's Network, whatever it's called.
Don't give any spoilers about Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to give any spoilers away. I'm just basically telling you, the basic idea is that our Earths are invaded by Nazis from a universe where they won the war and are out to conquer another dimension.
So they're tying it into, it's a crossover to Man in a High Castle too.
No, it's not, surprisingly.
But it is
a thought.
Iron Sky?
Iron Sky was great, yeah. The crossover of Iron Sky. Oh, no, they didn't mean it yet.
Crisis of Earth X. It all starts when things go disastrously wrong at a wedding in the Flash universe.
Which I should add, from there. Seems to be a standard routine for the Flash universe, for something to go disastrously wrong and change the universes. But.
Maybe it's all of that, you know, really, really fast running, just disturbing the universe.
Apparently, yeah.
In general. Well,
he keeps rewriting the universe.
The whole running too fast thing backwards.
Yeah. Keeps trying to change history.
Like Superman.
Those things never
work. Can I just say that was a stupid premise? If you run really fast, you go back in time. No, you don't. You just go really fast.
You know things don't go well when you try and change history, which is the whole premise behind Legends of Tomorrow.
And so many other
times. The nice thing about Legends of Tomorrow, it doesn't take itself seriously. So there are some very funny episodes.
And it's got Sarah and it's got Mick. And as long as it's got those two, it's cool.
Or Mick, anyway.
Sarah's cool.
Mick's cooler.
I have no idea who these people are.
And of course, Captain Cold, when he turns up, is always good as well.
Yes, well, he turns up in Crisis of Earth X.
So he's a character.
I thought he was dead. Is he not dead?
Well, he wasn't dead in the Earth X universe. In fact, he's a hero in the Earth X universe. So
see, and this is where the whole multiverse thing works, because you have, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't they just? Yeah. Okay, I don't know, but in the comics, didn't they trash a whole bunch of multiple Earths?
Yeah, 52 of them to be precise.
Right. Is this the same? Is this okay? Was that DC or Marvel, or did they both do that because they had to reset?
52 was Marvel.
Right.
I thought 52 was Marvel.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm going to shut up because I'll just say something stupid. So.
But see,
the Marvel Earth was DC.
Well done. Okay. So I don't know.
Because you had the.
But I thought it was Marvel's 52 where they rewrote a whole load of.
No, that sounds like DC.
That was DC. Okay.
No, actually.
But Marvel also
Superman
did some
was
rewrites,
in it, so it was definitely DC.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's a Marvel rewrite, they'll call it Crisis of Secret Wars or something like that.
So basically, they trashed
the new 52.
Yeah, they'll just call it Secret Wars again, and Secret Wars 26, and then they'll rewrite all the characters again.
So is this just another attempt at a rewrite, seeing as they trashed a whole bunch of Earths and they just then they established a new bunch of Earths?
Yeah, it's very odd because they got rid of multiple universes in the DC universe. They had a single one.
Yeah.
And then they split off a couple of special comic books that were set on Earth 2, which were actually very well written.
Yeah.
Using Golden Age superhero characters, which is where the whole separate universes started from, because they had to explain why these superheroes went around in our universe, etc., etc. And there's some classic comic books where we realise that our primary Earth is the one where all these superheroes appear in comic books, and they have the creators of the comic books appearing as guests in Earth 1 and Earth 2. Mm. But it's just awfully confusing, as I think is the latest season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they've all been transported into the far future. And I don't want to give away any spoilers, but let's say that if they want to get back to Earth, they're going to have to go back to the past.
Oh, God!
Can they kill Daisy off?
They might have to.
Yes!
Have they killed Grant off yet?
Grant who?
The one who was with them and then betrayed them and then...
I haven't watched enough of it to...
You know, he was in the first season, he was one of them, and then...
If we play this, you're just going to list every character and I hope they've killed them off. And I don't think they've killed them off all of them.
It's only those two that I actually...
I'm sorry, I think they should just bring back Agent Carter and forget the rest.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
No, I'm good with that too.
Yeah. Yep.
Agent Carter.